AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As two of the biggest states lift most of its coronavirus restrictions, the country has reached another milestone. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The pandemic's now killed more than 600,000 people in America, as tallied by Johns Hopkins University. Average daily virus deaths are now around 340, a tenth of January's peak. With more than 40% of Americans now fully vaccinated, more governors are dropping restrictions, like California's Gavin Newsom.
We are here, June 15th, to turn the page.
And Andrew Cuomo in New York.
We can now return to life as we know it.
New Yorkers will still have to wear masks in schools and on subways. Not so in Maryland, where Governor Larry Hogan says the state will not require masks anywhere. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris says the Biden administration is distributing more than $1 billion to community lenders to help boost the economic recovery for small businesses and disadvantaged business owners. Two workers were shot and killed at a fire hydrant plant in Albertville, Alabama. Police Chief Jamie Smith says the gunman was an employee, Andreas Horton.
Officers got there, they discovered Horton was dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head, and also multiple weapons were recovered from inside the vehicle.
The chief says the motive for the shooting is unclear. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department is going to enhance analysis of threats from domestic terrorists.
To defuse the underlying causes of domestic terrorist attacks, we must promote a society that is tolerant of our differences and respectful in our disagreements.
President Biden called domestic terrorism a stain on the soul of America. The White House plans to give the bipartisan infrastructure negotiations another week to 10 days before assessing the next steps. This is AP News. Oman announced its doctors have detected a potentially fatal fungal infection afflicting some coronavirus patients, the first such known cases on the Arabian Peninsula. Oman is dealing with a shortage of hospital beds. A new study suggests virus cases were in the U.S. much earlier than indicated.
A new study published in the journal Clinical Infectious Diseases looked at blood samples from more than 24,000 people across the country, collected in the first 3 months of 2020. The researchers found seven participants had evidence of coronavirus antibodies in their blood. Lead author Carrie Althoff says one of the Illinois cases was infected as early as Christmas Eve. The results do match a CDC study published in December of 2020 that suggests the coronavirus was in the United States as early as December of 2019. I'm Jennifer King.
The New York Philharmonic will resume subscription performances September 17th, following a historic 18-month gap caused by the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.